So group one, you want to share your ideas?
For the first one,
the real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. So okay. Go ahead.
Well, new landscapes, it's like cool, but you can see like new stuff and everything. But if you have new eyes, even if you're in the same spot, maybe you recognize new things. Like you see new things. You're just not not looking at details.
Okay.
You have like a fresh look on.
Okay.
What you're seeing. What?
Okay. So that you would talk about the necessity of having. And that being more important.
Like being more open-minded and broadening your...
Yeah. Thinking outside the box.
Okay, good. Thinking outside the box. Okay. Anything else you want to add to that? Any approaches? Okay, no, that's good. Okay, second group. I presume you guys took the second quote then.
You
didn't have to?
No.
No? Okay, so...
It was a group effort.
At the age of 6, I wanted to be a cook. At 7, I wanted to be Napoleon. And my ambition has been growing steadily ever since. Okay, so...
There's, like, a huge jump between, like, a cook and Napoleon. So, like, within a year, he's kind of discovered new things, and his ambition is way greater than it was when he was, like, I guess, less mature. So, he's, like... I don't know, he has, like, huge ambitions and stuff like that, so, I don't know. It works better in my head.
Okay, Salvador Dali, of course, is a famous artist, and I think one of his paintings is in our middle school lounge, for example. And he was quite young when he said those things, so his ambition seems to be more to just than conquer the world. Anything else to do with that?
Nope.
Nope? Okay. Okay.
We didn't have to do it.
Okay, number three, we're moving to group number two. Adventure. He that goes out to meet whatever may come, well, that is what we all do in the world, one way or another. H. Rider Haggard is the person quoted, so Zach, you're going to be our...
Well, when we thought about it, we were thinking that the group, what his quote really means is that everyone really is an adventure every day.
Okay.
Because as we go through life, like, no one can see the future, so no one really knows what's going to happen when they wake up in the morning. And no one knows what's going to happen the next day when they go to sleep at night. I think though, what he means, when he says one way or another, is that some people have more difficulty in life, so they may have such a difficulty as their car breaks down, and then some people might have a difficulty like they're evicted. But when they both wake up in the morning, usually they don't know that it's going to happen. They might have an idea, but they don't really know what's going to happen, so they just wake up in the morning and face what's going to happen. So in one way or another, that's how everyone lives life.
Okay. And yet, what about positive or negative outlook? Do you see shadings of meaning in that quote?
It seems more positive, I think.
Okay. Anyone else on that? Okay, moving on to your second quote. All the same, said the Scarecrow, I shall ask for brains instead of a heart, for a fool would not know what to do with the heart if he had one.
Well... when you look at it, if you look at it really deep, you see that it really, when it boils down to it, it means think before you act. Because we came up with these two different points. Whereas if you have a person who has a brain, like a smart person with no feelings that's represented by the heart, it's cold, calculated, he or she may not think before they act. They will think carefully before they act. So there's no real emotion that's going in the situation. And then there's an emotional person with no brains is likely to act out of instinct, like from the heart. This is like, we think this is much better, but he may likely involve himself too much in something without thinking. So when you think about it, maybe when you have a brain but no heart, you may have no feelings, but when you have a heart and no brain, it's not much better.
Okay, and that's the argument that the Scarecrow makes.
Yeah.
And you can choose to disagree with it or agree with it as a public speaker. Or you may say that both are very much needed.
Yeah.
So that's what our options are for that. Okay, moving on to group three. Number five, a word after a word after a word is power.
Alex, give me the word.
Margaret Atwood. Okay?
Kelly had a good idea.
Okay, so
a word after word after word is power, obviously means a sentence. And so, listen, be ready to question that. So everything you say has an impact on people. So whatever words you use, it makes a difference to somebody. And you can talk about the written word or like words, like when you use spoken words. And yep, those are our comments about this one.
Okay.
Number five.
Anything else you want to add on that?
Well, if you did a public speaking on this, you can argue either a written word or a spoken word. And we were discussing that a written word could be as powerful as a spoken word. And Jay was telling us that Martin Luther King, if he wrote, "I have a dream," it wouldn't be as powerful as when he said it. But at the same time, when you write something, Julia said that to pass it down in it's going to stay in history for forever, and it's easier to like keep as instead of a spoken word.
Very good, very good points. Okay, number six, imagination. It's more important than knowledge. Albert Einstein. Did you get a chance to talk about that one? Unpack it a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. Well, imagination is more important than knowledge because knowledge is already known information, and to like discover things, you have to imagine things, and you want to learn more about them and stuff. I don't know.
Okay, and is it significant?
Anyone else have anything?
Okay. Is it significant that Albert Einstein said that?
Yes, because he discovered so many things.
Oh, what is he?
Okay, come on,
to discover imagination
leads to knowledge.
Imagination leads to knowledge.
Just look.
No. If he could imagine what he could have done, and he would have never done it, which gives us knowledge.
Okay.
Because he like knew he basically knew everything because he was so smart. So all he had to all he had to do was imagine something. So he put his brain to work and he imagined something, and with his knowledge he was able to create something.
Okay, and probably not on the first try.
No.
So he
took him a while.
Yeah, that's right. So. Okay, thank you very much. Those were excellent points, and I'm going to take this and save it for us for later review.